And now, MCI Academy of the Arts, Sciences, Skincare, and Hair Removers, all inventions may apply. Get your degree at the School of Mega Millions selling stuff.
Welcome to My Cool Inventions Radio Network. This is the Academy segment where we try to look deep into the industry's problems and solutions and things that are going on. And one thing, John, that I've noticed is that the patent system is being attacked, in my opinion. I mean, they're trying to change things. So in order to understand what is going on with the Congress and the U.S. patent system, we've invited the Executive Director of Innovation Alliance, Mr. Brian Pomper, to the program. This guy's an expert. This guy knows what's going on. Let's see if we can get some insight into what's happened over in Washington. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So listen, I'm an inventor. I've got several patents. And let me tell you, I have this impression that when I go out and I go patent my product, I'm safe. What's going on now with this patent system? Am I less safe now? Or do I have a false sense of security when I go patent my products?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening is there are some stories of some folks who are using the patent system in ways that I think many people would think is abusive. Say, taking a patent and sending 10,000 demand letters to mom-and-pop coffee shops, essentially threatening to sue them and unless they write a check for $1,000, that sort of thing. So to attack that fairly narrow problem, the Congress is now considering very broad legislation that, in the view of the companies I work with at the Innovation Alliance and many others, puts a thumb on the scale against enforcement of legitimate, well-earned patents for everybody in the whole ecosystem. So, and I think the small inventors are the ones who've been the most concerned about that, because, of course, it's hard for them to come up with the resources to defend their patents and their inventions.
I mean, has there been, like, an explosion of these patent lawsuits in recent years, or is this some kind of a fake smokescreen or something?
I think there is certainly some of this activity, but I do think it's been blown out of proportion. You know, if you look at some of the real statistics that some credible folks have looked at, they'll say that they're really the patent litigation rate has remained essentially constant for 200 years at about 2% of the patents that are issued. It really hasn't changed all that much. So some of this activity exists, but I do think it's been blown out of proportion for political purposes.
So I have this impression, like the American dream, I mean, the whole fiber and foundation America is basically this U.S. patent system, because I believe patents create jobs in startups. Am I right, or has America changed from that dream?
Well, we absolutely agree with you. I'll tell you what we worry about is it really is startups who create the vast majority of jobs in America. And what we see now are some very large, very powerful, very wealthy technology incumbent firms who, having succeeded under the current system, are seeking to change the rules of the game to preserve their incumbency, to try to make it harder for upstarts to challenge their dominance. And we just think that America should not make the changes to the system that they're advocating, because we think that that would be a bad outcome.
So these changes, I mean, what are these pieces of patent legislation that are being proposed in the House and the Senate? Tell me a little bit about them. Like, what's going on?
There are really several pieces of legislation. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently passed a bill out that's similar to a bill that's going to be looked at by the House Judiciary Committee, I think, on Thursday. And there are a set of common elements. But really, at every step of the enforcement process, starting with what kind of a demand letter you send, to drafting a complaint, to getting discovery to support the elements in your complaint, to who pays for the litigation and when fees can be shifted, there's all manner of new rules, all of which lean against the enforcement of patents. And if you're a well-resourced, deep-pocketed company, these changes don't really bother you all that much because you can afford it. But so, if you're a small independent inventor or a resource-starved entity, it's going to be a lot harder for you to get your rights vindicated.
So you think it's going to weaken the patent system if these things go through?
We think it is going to weaken the patent system precisely because it disadvantages the most innovative entities in the system, and those are the smaller players.
So if you weaken the patent system, what happens then?
Well, I think maybe a few years from now, we'll all look around and we'll see other countries that are gaining on us in technology and innovation, and we may all sort of look around and think, my gosh, what happened to the American system? You know, we once were so competitive. What happened to us? And that's really a nightmare scenario. We're trying our hardest to avoid.
So is there, I mean, is this all bad, or is there things that they're trying to change maybe good? I mean, is there a way to distinguish what are the good changes and what are the bad changes?
I think that the problem from the standpoint of the folks that I work with and others is that the bills, many of the bills, are far broader than they need to be. As I said at the start, there is some abuse in the system, and we should target that abuse. But the measures that are being proposed are far broader than are needed to really target this abuse.
I mean, is there a balance? Is there a way to sort of balance off the benefit of a good patent system and sort of fixing these abuses? Or are they going about it the right way? Or, you know, is there a better way to do this?
I certainly think that all people of goodwill could get together and arrive at a solution that would target the abuse in ways that has as minimal negative impact on the patent system as possible. But unfortunately, that's not been how this debate has unfolded. You've really had the big, powerful mega tech companies who have set the terms of the debate, and all the rest of us have really just been trying to alter the terms of that debate as much as we possibly can, but really hard when you have very, very wealthy, very entrenched, powerful interests.
So I've got this impression that these big, huge companies who do thousands of patents all the time, they're trying to change the legislation to make it easier for them to get stuff through. But the balance or the cost of that is the little guy like me, it's harder to enforce my patent. It's harder to protect my patent. Is that really what's happening?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's happening. I don't think that to be clear, I don't think policymakers, the Congress or the staff of the members of Congress, are consciously trying to undermine the patent system. I just think that will be the outcome of some of the measures that they're advocating.
So how does a little guy like me change this? Like, how do I stand up and try to have my little tiny voice heard?
Well, I'll tell you, it would be great if inventors all over the country would contact their congressional representatives, their House members, their senators, to express their concerns, because the unfortunate truth is that money buys real influence in Washington and access. It doesn't necessarily buy you the outcome, but it allows you to get your voice really heard. And you know what? Small inventors don't really have an association. You know, they're out there with their day job and inventing at home at night. You know, they don't have time to organize politically like this. But
I hear you.
Call the folks who represent you and let them know that you're aware of this and you're concerned and you want to make sure that your rights aren't going to be damaged by what we're considering. I think that could have a real impact.
So Brian, are you finding that the people that you talk to, at least up on Capitol Hill, are you finding them engaged in this? Or are they just kind of just hearing about it and doing what their aides tell them to do?
I think most of them are, members of Congress have lots of issues that they have to be concerned about. This is certainly one. They're hearing about it back home. They're reading the news stories about it. So I think they are engaged. Many of these people are not inventors. They're not patent holders. They've never really had to interface with the very complicated innovation ecosystem. So I think to them, some of the proposals may sound reasonable and they solve real problems. But there's an understandable lack of nuanced understanding that, you know, if you press on the system here, that has real negative impacts down the line. You know, it's not a static system, and you cannot benefit one business model over another without having really negative impacts.
I feel so small. I feel like I'm a little inventor. I feel like somebody's rolling over me, right? I feel like I can't get my voice heard. I mean, Brian, there's got to be a way to sort of get everybody to stand on the table and say, no, stop, hear us. Because if you start messing around with these patents, are the innovation just stop coming in? I mean, don't we just sort of give up with our innovation mind and trying to build the American dream and create jobs and startups? I mean, I think they're messing with this.
Well, I'll tell you, that's really our big concern. I don't think that the American people are ever going to stop inventing. I think we are, by nature, a very inventive society. As I like to say, we were founded by a group of people who were innovative and wanted to try something new. So I think we are by nature very inventive. It's more a matter of what happens to that invention and that idea. Does that ever get into the marketplace? Or the more correct way to say it is, does the person who sweat equity and labor went into creating this device or this element or this idea, this invention, is that the person who benefits, or is it some larger company who sees the idea, thinks it's a good one, and then uses it for its own purpose?
Can't we sign a petition or a letter, get hundreds of thousands of us to stand up for this? Is there somebody organizing something like that?
Yeah, we've had a petition on Save the Inventor website. If you Google Save the Inventor, you'll see it. A petition for inventors to sign to tell Congress that they need to be careful here in what they do and that they can't let American inventors down.
Brian, you got to keep fighting the fight. Seriously, you got to keep having our voice heard, because us little guys, I'm going to encourage everybody to reach out to anybody they can who represents them, and you got to keep going, because if they start messing around with this patent system, it just infuriates me. I get mad, because our show is all about lifting American families, one innovator, one inventor, one American at a time, and it feels to me like they're messing with this thing. So please, Brian, thanks for being on the program, and thanks for having your voice heard and giving us this fantastic point of view. And guys, if you're out there, do something about it. Please stand up and get your voice heard, and save the inventor. Seriously, it's all about the American dream. My gosh, now I'm mad. Now I want to stand up, stomp around, because I'm just plain mad. Brian's great. What a great guy.
Yeah, just go to savetheinventor.com to find out more, right?
My Cool Inventions Radio continues.